Dirt plays a very important part in a farmer's life. Of course, it has to be in the right place, on the ground and not in the air. Dirt in the air can be devastating in more ways than one. Your tractor can't stand to internalize dirt-filled air. If it wasn't for the air cleaner, the engine would wear out prematurely. How long will an engine last internally if it's constantly sucking in dirty air? Well, a good rule of thumb is not long. That tractor would look fine on the outside, but be useless as a working machine. You are like that tractor. You might be looking great on the outside, but what kind of stuff are you sucking into your brain? Your Creator designed you to run on good, clean air. Air in the Bible is an illustration of the Holy Spirit. The Bible should act as a holy air cleaner, filtering out the crud from dirty books, music, and media, filling us with pure things of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. If our tractors are important to us, don't you think we are important to God? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You look Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts, both hours, are archived on 1360KHNC.com. To the podcast section, Present Truth site. And then in the mornings, starting today, the first hour of each program, like today's first hour, will be aired tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning at 6 to 7 on the radio station 1360 AM on your dial here in Johnstown, Colorado. I had, in the first hour, reading an article by Paul Craig Roberts about can Donald Trump succeed in this plan to turn this country around? He is not very optimistic about it. I am absolutely not optimistic about it. If you know the monster you're at war with and you realize you don't have an adequate army or the resources to defeat that monster, you'll cause a little damage, a delay, but eventually you will have to end your military campaign against the monster. Trump will give him havoc. He will raise trouble. He will raise havoc with it, with these people, these agencies in this government. But he's not going to be successful. I'm optimistic because I know about 8 years down the road, Christ, according to his orders that will be given to the final president of this country, the orders will be to destroy the country. And he will gladly. If you want to see the destruction of the United States of America, read Revelation chapter 17. It's talking about a harlot, a great harlot, a great whore, a great prostitute, which is the country, which is the all the combination of continuity of government agencies, corporations. Then it has an individual called a beast who carries this harlot. And eventually, the beast, with 10 other kings, they agree to destroy the woman, the corporations, the apparatus. God puts it in their hearts to destroy it. So the America is in Revelation 17, and its destruction is in chapter 17. And the person and the kings, these powers that are going to agree to give their power to the beast for 1 hour to destroy this great empire, is right there. It's documented in Revelation chapter 17. Now, Revelation 18 is also referring to the United States of America. But this is more a reference to the culture, not so much the power structure. In Revelation 17, you look at the culture in Revelation 18. It's a land of excess, extravagance, a land of comfort and joy and travel and ease, festivity. It's a nation of great wealth, great, great, great wealth, to the point where the wealth will be used for paying for slaves and the souls of men. That is the these slaves and the souls of men. Christ died for the bodies of men and for their soul. But in this great nation, Babylon the Great, the least important are slaves and souls of men. The least important. Even the wood, the expensive wood, the marble, the perfumes, the healthcare system, the cars, the horses, are more valuable than people. And that gives you the whole, the culture. And it is dysfunctional. The whole nation is dysfunctional because they have things backwards. Gold, silver, precious stones are the most valuable. But to Christ, that is the least valuable. And the least valuable to the government or the people in the society are people. And their eternal well-being is the least important. So Christ looks at what is important by reading from the bottom up. And the culture, what's important is reading from the top down. And then everything in between. And it's a nation that can never be destroyed. It can be attacked, but it cannot be destroyed. So in other words, from its beginning, all through history, all through its time, 300 years maybe a little more, it never suffers a defeat. Until, now you put the culture in 18, make that chapter 17, then make chapter 17 verse chapter 18, then you see the destruction. You see the culture and the destruction of the culture. But Revelation has it the other way. You see the destruction, then you get to view the culture. A great culture, a powerful culture, a culture that eventually is likened to Sodom and Egypt. Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sex sins, and Egypt because of idolatry. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Thank you.
There are interesting developments, too, since the election, which I'll mention. I'll just finish this article with Paul Craig Roberts. And he says that the wrong appointments, especially this matter of attorney general, if Donald Trump makes a mistake and picks the wrong attorney general, it is over. In the first round, in the immediate second, the seconds of the first round, the first few seconds, it's over. Trump still has the whole devil-worshipping system. The people that run this country are devil worshipers, and they are nightly having sacrifice and ritual prayer to destroy him. Because you see, in the 1999, the devil worshipers of this country, they declared this next century would be a satanic century. These people are given. They are still active. And you look at this, the rise of witchcraft and open Satanism and worship of the devil in this country since the beginning day of this century. And you look at how it is increasing. Look at the abortions. In spite of the laws that are passed, they are ignoring the laws. They continue to sacrifice. And these little children, these are sacrifices, just like they did with the Mayans and the Incas, etc. This is sacrifice on this land. This is what I say. This is worship to the devil. Sacrifices of the innocent to the devil. For the most part, the mass of American Christianity, especially in the main denominations, are oblivious to the idea or the understanding of how powerful the witchcraft of this country is. In the evangelical churches, still a blindness, but many are beginning to wake up. What we have just gone through in this election, I read the witches and the warlocks, how they were increasing their Satanism and their casting of spells, trying to destroy Donald Trump. And they realize no matter what we do, our prayers are not effective. So they decided, well, what we'll do then is we'll turn our efforts and our spend our time and energy into empowering Kamala Harris. I read it, and I told you about it right here on the station. In the open, the witches and the warlocks. There's no such thing as a white witch or a black witch. Witches are witches. Water is water. You might have some water that is has a little opal color to it, maybe a little green, maybe some water is blue, others might be a little more brackish. Water is water. Witchcraft is witchcraft. The source of all witchcraft is the devil. This country, these people that rule this country in the occult or in their worship of these other powers, not God that created all things, but the other powers that were created, as they worship the created powers give them insight and power to do evil. And this country is already, we've already slipped. We've gone beyond the return. There's no returning America to Christ, to God. The only way that, the plan now is that through the Christian people of this country, these people who need to know God will know God. And they will see God. the darkness of these people that worship the devil. And if the Lord will, it'll put the fear of God in them. They'll repent and give their remaining days to Jesus Christ. The wrong appointment means doom. Even with the right appointment, still, Donald Trump is not going to be able to pull this out. After the election, I had a friend that sent me a text, and we visited. And Barack Obama decided to buy real estate property in Dubai, or in, I think it was Dubai. So in other words, he knows that with a Trump election, he's a target. And could Trump incarcerate him? I believe so. Waters, all these other criminals, great possibility. But Barack Obama, he knows the power of Jesus Christ. He knows Jesus Christ exists. He knows Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Barack Obama knows the Bible is real. And Michael, his partner, I was watching a video over the weekend, and there's a term or a condition that men have called male pattern baldness. Do you know where I'm going with this? They had some photos of Michael Johnson. I think his real name is Johnson. I think it is. I'll just say Michael Obama. And it seemed like he's receding. His hairline is starting to recede. Male pattern baldness. You're not going to mock God. The truth will come out. Joan Rivers talks about, you know, having a president that is gay and that Michael is a transgender. And then she dies a month later. But Barack Obama, he took residence, or he has another, you know, why would you leave Martha's Vineyard to go to Dubai? There's nothing there. It's hot. You're limited to what you can do. You want to go take a tour? You're going to look at sand. Oh, you might see a mound here that's taller than a mound over there. And you might see some water. There's nothing there. It's a desert. Why would you leave Martha's Vineyard unless you were afraid that you're going to be put in prison forever? So he bought land in Dubai. He decided he better get out. Now, eventually, he will buy land in Lebanon, where they have these great, big, beautiful cedar trees. He doesn't know it yet, but the Bible says he's going to buy land and build a palace in Lebanon. But you know what he might not know. But already he's made the move to at least move to the Middle East. And I've stated years ago, 20 years ago, back when I started my programs in Las Vegas, Nevada, that he would move to the Middle East, eventually set up and build a great palace in Lebanon amongst these big, beautiful cedar trees, trees that are hundreds of years old. And he will put that palace close to an occult site, to a very powerful, ancient, occult site. I'm telling this audience so that you know. God wants the world to know the near future. And the Bible does say that the people in the occult, they're going to have less vision. They're not going to be able to, even with their prognosticators and their those who throw the chicken bones or look into the liver or look into the heavens or watch the solstices, they're not going to know. Well, I should put, I'll phrase it this way. They're going to know. They're going to see the future. God is going to show them. And here's what God is going to show them. That their doom is near. They can't see beyond 2030, 2035. There's no vision for them beyond 2035. The furthest out they can see is 2032 in the late summer, early fall. They can't see any further than that. They're hoping that after the War of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 16, they're hoping that they will still, at that time, rule the world. But they're having second doubts. You see, they could not stop Donald Trump from winning this election. I wasn't sure that he was going to win the election. I know that he will be in power and as long as God wants him there, but he cannot keep Barry Satoro from returning to power. He can't. Barry will return, though he has his new palace there in... No, it's not even a palace. It's just a nice place. He wants a nice palace. He's going to start looking to Lebanon after Israel wins these victories and removes Hezbollah and Hamas. And about the time that Obama and these other 10 nations, these kings, about the time they destroy America in Revelation chapter 17 at the end of the chapter, he will already have his palace built for him in Lebanon. You want to know the future? I'm telling you what's in the scripture. I'm telling you what's in the Bible. Now he's protecting himself because he realizes, once again, the occult world tried to stop Donald Trump. They tried to keep him out the first time, and they couldn't. God needed an individual to bring in some stability to this country back then, an eye of the hurricane. The hurricane, through Joe Biden, started to whip up again. Well, maybe the hurricane winds will slow down a little bit longer. The devil worshipers, they know there's a 7-year period of tribulation coming. They read the Bible. They know it's coming. And they're trying to accelerate it. It has a date where it needs to be, it will begin. And they're trying to bring in tribulation two years, a year ahead of time. God is not allowing it. The tribulation will come next year at the end of the summer, but not yet. God still has people that need to be, to grow a little more. In the Christian community, there's a group of people that sit right in the middle of the field, like a great wheat field. They sit in the middle of that wheat field, right in the perfect conditions to grow. And God needs them to grow. And God wants them to have more vision and insight into the prophecies for our time. So God needs them to have a little more time under that baking sun so they can grow and mature and have revelation and understand the power of who God is and the calling that God has put upon their lives. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit PumpkinCreekRanchCo.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
I'm afraid the United States has had its Age of Aquarius already. And it began with the election of John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy caused a spiritual change over the United States of America. And it was a new age. It was a time where the baby boom generation children, still young, 11, 10, 8, and the best years of their lives were just beginning. In a nation that was still safe, the parents were still working. They had jobs. After World War II, many of the soldiers returning with the GI Bill were able to build their homes. They were able to, the economy was fairly decent. The education of the Baby boom generation children, I think, was some of the best education this country has ever seen. Well, not better than back in the 1800s. The education back then was absolutely flawless because mom and dad were teaching little Johnny basically arithmetic and addition. And you had Christians, the calling of these Christians, it wasn't an occupation, it was a calling. They were there to, as labor to Christ, to educate these children in the medical profession, of whatever you wanted to call it back then. The nurses were mainly Christians. The doctors were Christians. It wasn't an occupation only, it was a ministry. Giftings that God had given individuals to use their abilities to further the society, and with each occupation, you know, people that don't work, they don't realize they miss the greatest teaching, the greatest lessons of life, because God uses their being busy. We're to be busy with our hands, because that is where God teaches us. He teaches us skills that you can't be taught in a classroom. You can't be educated on certain things. You have to have these abilities. And as you, through my life, I know that with everything that I've done, it was always God teaching me something new. And He's still teaching me. If we are Christians, you are still being educated by Christ till the day you die. Well, you had an age that was unbelievable. And from the time that John Kennedy became president, all through those years, there was something that happened, a great, great blessing upon the baby boom generation children. And the greatest of the blessings was what we call and term a Jesus movement, a visit by Jesus Christ Himself to the Jewish people, Yeshua HaMashiach, their God. The God, the King of Israel, visited them, Yeshua. And the Gentile, we were not Jewish. We got the visit from the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And we became members in the kingdom of heaven. It was a great, great time. And like I say, and I've stated many times before, perspective is very important. John Kennedy brought a great spiritual blessing on the United States of America for 16 years, even though he died 3 years into his, 2 years roughly into his presidency. He opened the heavens as a Catholic. I believe he had not just a change of heart, I believe he had a visit by God, by the Lord Jesus, and it changed him. This is why he didn't want war, because the war was directed at the baby boom generation men. Satan hates men, because men, when they receive Christ, can become the greatest army in God's kingdom. And those men who remain faithful to Christ during that time, through all these years, they are now the fathers of the Christian faith. These men are a target of the devil. Still, then, 16 years later, John F. Kennedy's half-brother, Jimmy Carter, becomes president of the United States of America. And Jimmy Carter brings a curse upon America. Now, the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, there are seven kings, five fallen, one is yet to come. And he continues a short space. That's Donald Trump. He's still continuing a short space. But Jimmy Carter was the first in a list of six presidents who spearhead globalism from America, globalism, the big push for world hegemony internationally. John F. Kennedy's half-brother, Jimmy Carter, He brought the curse upon America. And each president following to Barack Obama continued the curse upon this country. Look at the curse Obama brought in 2008. Look at the economy, how it was destroyed, the housing market. And for 8 years, he brought in racial hatred. Hatred of the Christians. You have, I don't know where to begin. But with Donald Trump brought peace again to this nation for the 4 years he was there. Then you have the imposter, Joe Biden. You see the curse continuing through Joe Biden, and now Donald Trump once again being elected. Yes, he may bring in a little bit. The sunlight may come back for a short time. The winds will decrease for a short time. But Donald Trump is not going to be able to bring in the peace that can only come through the eye of a hurricane. The Holy Spirit is with him still temporarily, but eventually the hurricane will come. The final half of the hurricane. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out, and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use naturally inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
I decided to take you down the rabbit hole because there's a lot to see down the rabbit hole. There's a world down there that is invisible. But if you see it by looking at the events and what happens in the society, then it's easy to understand. Can a president bring a blessing on the nation like John F. Kennedy? I absolutely know it happened. I know that Christ visited the baby boom generation children, male and female, and Jewish and Gentile. Because God had a plan to, out of that group, the greatest generation, according to King David, the baby boom generation children, the greatest generation in mankind's history. King David, in the Psalms, chapter 24, verse 6, he talks about a generation, one generation, and there would be a generation that seeks the God of Jacob. The God that Jacob served. Jacob had no idols. He never worshiped idols. He only knew God. And there would be a generation at the end of the world in the United States of America. A generation that would seek the God that Jacob worshiped and served and knew. They would be Jewish and Gentile believers in the United States of America. And there'd be an oddity. It's kind of like running a three-legged race. You have to get your balance. And the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians would have to get their balance to love each other, which has happened. And this baby boom generation children, the Holy Spirit would do something upon all of those Jesus people. He would imprint His Holy Spirit upon them and the reality of who He is. And what they would do is they would proclaim the name of the God that gave them eternal life. And that's exactly what happened during the 60s and 70s. The Christian people, the young Christian people in New York, in Buffalo, New York, in New York City, in all through this country, in California, in Hollywood, in L.A., in San Diego, in San Francisco, in Denver at CU, at DU, at Greeley, in Fort Collins in Colorado. What did they do? They proclaimed to their parents, to their brothers and sisters, to their friends, to their teachers, Jesus Christ. This is history. They proclaimed that Jesus Christ was real. They changed music. They changed movies. They changed education. They affected this whole country in a positive way. But then darkness came upon America, starting with John F. Kennedy's half-brother, Jimmy Carter. Lillian Gordy, Jimmy Carter's mother, worked for Joe Kennedy. And Joe Kennedy got her pregnant. And then Lillian Gordy moved back to Plains, Georgia. And I believe she went back with her high school sweetheart, James Earl Carter Sr., and married him. And then down the road a ways, little Jimmy was born. And what did little Jimmy do when he became president? He got rid of everybody down to four levels in his administration that were Christians. Why? Because Jimmy, I don't think, was a Christian. But he ran as a conservative evangelical Baptist. The deception, this creature we call the deceiver. I have to protect myself from being deceived. So should everybody else. But the more you know about the Bible, the more you know about the book of Revelation, and the more you understand what's happening in this world, you will have the ability to see the landmines and dodge them. So, Jimmy Carter, the first of six presidents that lead America into the abyss, into witchcraft and into a plan that was initiated by the Rockefeller family going back to the late 1800s. American world hegemony. The Rockefellers eventually would take the leadership position as the leading family in the world over the Rothschilds of Europe. And John D. Rockefeller, Sr., this man, he was given the blueprints for owning New York City by 1889, but then owning a nation, owning the military, all the politicians in Washington, D.C., the intelligence agencies, beginning with the CIA. CIA was his Praetorian Guard to protect his interests abroad. What a tangled weave they web. But the Bible reveals everything hidden in darkness. Christ said nothing will be hidden. And everything in our time is now open for view. Open to be viewed. If you want to see it, if you can see it, if your eyes are open. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
It's the Medicare annual enrollment period going on now through December 7th, the time of year to make changes to your Medicare Advantage plan or standalone drug plan. Hi, this is Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. Don't procrastinate and wait until the last week to make changes. Set up a no-obligation review of your current plan. 970-612-8717 at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
One last time, Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth Program. The podcasts, again, are archived on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. And then the first hour of each day's program will be aired the following day, 6 a.m. on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. The baby boom generation, the individuals that met Christ, most did not remain faithful. Many did, but not all. And because they weren't faithful, they didn't take the doctrines of Christ, the theology, who God as Father is, and the prophecies, they didn't take them seriously. And so because of that, the next generation of Christians would be a little weaker. And the next generation would be weaker yet. And then the final generation before Christ returns over the 80 years would be, or 70 plus years, would be even weaker yet. But with each age group, with our children, the baby boom generation or children, there would be those that would be faithful. And they would have children, and there would be those with that generation that would be faithful. And there'd be the great-great-great-grandchildren. There wouldn't be many. They would be young. But there would be in the body of Christ those who would be faithful. But the great center of God's plan began with the baby boom generation children. This is why the music of that time between, let's say, the 60s and late 70s was the greatest explosion of very different kinds of music ever in mankind's history. And with the baby boom generation children being placed perfectly in the education systems of this country, became the most educated, knowledgeable about God and the Bible, technology, computers, etc. And but with each generation following, the quality, the I don't know if you would say quality, the abilities, what these younger people would have access to would not be as example. We had freedom in the 60s and 70s. It was unbelievable. In the 80s, a little less. The 90s, a little less freedom. And the economy, with the wealth that the younger people had, they didn't know how to handle it. It destroyed them. Destroyed many in the baby boom generation, generation also, drugs and sex and vile things. But I'm done for today. Visit me tomorrow on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com at 11 a.m. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.